Namaskar. So here's a practicum for working our glutes. And we'll go pose by pose to a short little sequence here. To begin, let's start in a chair. And you'll be sitting upright in a chair with the legs just down towards the ground, squared off. And this will just be a gentle stretch to kind of get going, to stretch out through the glute. Simply bring your right ankle onto the left thigh. Place your right forearm on your right thigh and across your right shin. And start to lean forward, pressing down on that right thigh and shin with that forearm. And that will help stretch out that glute, and specifically the piriformis muscle in that right glute. And then you can come up out of it, inhale up out of it, and uncrisscross that leg. Let's bring the left ankle onto the right thigh. Place your left forearm on that left thigh and left tip fib. Take a deep inhale and exhale. Come down and you press that left forearm on that thigh to a comfortable degree. Get that left glute stretched out. Now, if you're really, really tight, you're going to go into this gently, but you just kind of, and you can get one or two rounds in, just kind of, as we're talking here, you can kind of switch side to side. And you ease into it, you see how much, you can go at it. And this is a great way to just kind of strengthen up and stretch out those glutes to begin. Then start to close out of that. You know, all it takes is a few seconds on each side, a few rounds on each side, and the glutes should feel noticeably different. And it's a good stretch. And now we're going to move into table position. So that means you'll be you want your yoga mat out, or you can do it on the carpet or some type of reasonable flooring, and you'll come into table position. That means you'll be on your hands and knees, the navel up high without rounding out the spine and squeezing the muscles around the ribcage. And all we're going to do here is come into balancing table. So you'll bring your right arm forward, your left leg back, eyes are down, crown is forward, and just squeeze every limb of the body. The left toes can be pointed or foot can be flexed as you prefer. And you're holding that position, trying to be stable. And then come down, bring the left arm and right leg up. Squeezing around the core, squeezing the glute. And down into table. Good, one more round. Right arm forward, left leg back. Hold, breathe. Down into table, left arm and right leg. And down into table, and then just come back into child, rest for a few moments. Just either it can be big toes together, wide angle child's pose, or normal child's pose as you prefer. Then come up into table, and now we're going to keep both palms down, eyes down, crown forward, and you're going to bring your left leg back, stacking that left hip on the right hip, and you'll press out through the sole of the foot. Now the toes are now pointed to your left side. So the left hip, by rotating that left hip on top of the right hip, those toes went from being pointed down to the left side. And you squeeze that leg and press back through the sole of the foot. And just squeeze that glute. And then drop down into table. And inhale, bring that right leg back. Stack that hip. Squeeze that glute. Press out through the sole of the right foot, and the right toes are going to the right side. Good. And then square off, drop down into table. And let's do a quick rise into downward dog, just to kind of stretch out, shake out a leg, or bring one leg up to the sky or the other leg. Anything you might like to do in downward dog to stretch, and then retreat to table and back into child's pose. When you're in child's pose, completely relaxed, all the air out, on the exhale, just good. Now you come back up into table, and let's bring the right arm forward and left leg back into balancing table. And then you'll take that right elbow to the left knee. So on the exhale, right elbow, left knee. So bring the left, draw the left knee into the core. Right elbow, it's crossed. That's it. And inhale, extend the right leg, right arm forward and the left leg back. And then exhale, right elbow, left knee. And extension. Good. And then last time, right elbow, left knee. Extend all the way out. Drop into table, retreat to child. Back up into table, identify the left arm and right leg. Left arm forward, right leg back. Good, hold, and then exhale, elbow to knee, left elbow to right knee. Inhale, extend out with it. And again, exhale, left elbow, right knee. Extension out, lengthen. And third one, left elbow, right knee, and extend out, table, hold, relax, steady up in table. Good. Now, either you're going to drop, either you're going to stay in table, or if you'd like, it might be a little bit more challenging, you can see, you can drop the left forearm into the earth. So either you're in table, or you drop your left forearm down to the earth, and then you'll bring your right leg back and stack that hip. Now, for balancing purposes, you can either keep the right hand down for balance or bring the right arm up to the sky. So now you've got, you're on your left palm with your left or your left forearm, and you bring your right arm up to the sky if you can, and your right leg is stacked on top, and then pump that right leg up and down. Let's go highs and lows. The toes are going towards the right side. Good, keep going. And then gently undo. Relax for a moment in table. And then you'll either plant your right palm or your right forearm, and then you'll bring your left leg back, stack that hip as best you can, bring that left leg up to the sky, and pump up and down as best you can. Left arm up to the sky, rather. And you pump that left leg up and down. Keep going with it. So you really squeeze the glute, squeeze that whole leg bone, and just go high and low with that left leg. And then relax, release, drop into table, wide angle child's pose. Those really work the glutes. Sometimes you can even get a just kind of, you go until you can with it, and then you kind of rest out into child here. Good, and then you kind of regain, let those muscles relax, come on up into table. And now we're going to do something where we're going to come up into table position, yeah, and then up into balancing table, right arm forward, left leg back, and then swing the right arm 90 degrees to the right side, and then swing that left leg 90 degrees to the left. So now your left toes are kind of facing forward, and the left leg is out like a wing. And then bring those limbs forward and back and drop to table. And then bring your left arm forward and your right leg back. Now swing the left arm 90 degrees to the left and stack that right hip and swing that right leg around to the side. Good. Then back into balancing table, down into normal table. Good. Let's get another round in. Right arm forward, left leg back. Bring the right arm 90 degrees to the right. Swing that left leg 90 degrees around to the outside to the left. Toes forward. And then come back straight forward and back into balancing table. And drop down to normal table. And last round. Left arm forward, right leg back. Draw the right arm, draw the left arm 90 degrees to the left side and swing that right leg around so the toes are facing forward. Try and keep that height of that leg. And then forward with the left arm and back with the right leg. Drop into table. Good. And if you got the energy, come right up into your downward facing dog. So you're up. And let's bring that right leg way up into the sky. And now we'll drop down into three-pointed plank. Squeeze that right leg so the right leg's about 5-6 inches off the earth. And swing that right leg to the side, outside. and then bring it back into center and come way back up into three-pointed downward dog, and then four-pointed downward dog, bring the right leg down. Then let's bring that left leg way up into the sky, drop down into three-pointed plank, swing that left leg to the outside, hold, squeeze, back into center, retreat back up into a three-pointed downward dog, and then 4 points downward dog. Good. And we'll get one more round in, last thing. Bring that right leg up to the sky, drop down into a three-pointed plank, swing that right leg to the outside, then bring that right leg over the left heel so it's hovering in the air over that left heel, and then again swing all the way out right with that right leg, then back into center with it, retreat back up into your three-pointed downward dog, and 4 points downward dog. And grand culmination, bring that left leg way up into the sky into three-pointed downward dog, drop down into your three-pointed plank, swing your right leg, your left leg all the way to the outside, and then bring that left leg, hover it over the right heel, squeeze, hold, 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 and then swing it all the way back to the outside of that left side, draw back into center, retreat back up into a three-pointed downward dog, land down with that left leg, take it to table, take it to child, relaxed. And now you just kind of ease into it. You can repeat anything else we did, but that's our little glute challenge workout for the day, and see how it goes for you. Okay, let me know. Namaskar.